Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Kodwa uPetru wathi isiliva negolide anginalo, kepha lokho enginakho ngikupha khona. Egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha, hamba. Iwona ke amazwi esingena ngawo kulolu suku lwanamuhla, lapho khona esikubingelela khona la okufinyelela khona umsakazo wethu omkhulukazi uRadio Pulpit egameni likaJesu Kristu. Kanti wona lamazwi siwacaphuna encwadini yezenzo zesithathu isahla ivesi lika 6. That is Acts chapter number 3, verse number 6. This is where we have been taking those words. It's important to always look deep within. Ukuthi, what is it that you have? And I believe ukuthi uJesu, when he actually uses the same words from the book of Matthew, chapter number 12, I strongly believe verses 34, 35, 36, you will find those words. La atikon uJesu, umuntu uyakhipha okuhle engcebweni yakhe, naloyo uyakhipha okubi okungaphakathi kwakhe. So ingakho ke sithi, you cannot give what you don't have. Ingakho uPetru ethi, enginakho, ngamanye amagama, this is something that has been imparted to him. And therefore, this is something that he had, and this is something that he has maintained over the years. And then come a time, noma over the time, come a time la ehlangana nalo muntu ohleli ngasemnyango wethempeli and expecting igolide nesiliva. He says, those I don't have, but I can give you what I have. And I'm saying to you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive your healing and walk. And the Bible says the lame man was instantly healed. At the very time when he was touched by Umpostoli uPeter. So we really bless the Lord for this text. And siyambonga futhi uNkulunkulu osihlalisileke bangcwele, as we are, you know, gathered here, sisebenzele emakhaya. You will be hearing a lot of noises, which I believe they are beyond our control. And please bear with us. Sibekezeleleni, and only if we can focus on the word that we're trying to bring to all of us, ukuthi rather than complaining omsindo, because uyamazi uSathane musunale yanto ukuthi sometimes you can listen, but umsindo lo semuva is a bit disturbing and so forth and stuff, as I'm saying just now. So ke, please don't miss out on the very best that we are trying to bring to you. Kanti isihloko sethu ke esihlezi naso sithi laphaya, building a godly family. Ilokho esikhulumela kukhona. Kanti siphansi kwephuzu lethu lesibili elithi, a family reflects on the builders. So when we say a family, we are actually meaning the children. Whatever you know that you have done to your children will always be seen through them. Ukuthi, you know, they were raised well, they were raised with, you know, good parenting skills, they were raised with, you know, a bit of, you know, there and there flaws, you know, konke lokho ke will always reflect. So siyambonga uNkulunkulu ke, kanti sifunda iproof text yethu encwadini yezaka 24 verses 3 and number 4. That is Proverbs 24 verse 3-4. Iwona ama verse esihambe ngawo, kanti besicizelelile looking into the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to verse number 7. Lapho khona engithi, phinda futhi uhlaziye, phinda futhi ubukisise, and as you go through the whole, you know, 7 verses, akube khona ukwenza is soul searching. Akungabi ukuthi we sometimes take up, as we have said, we take up scriptures and say these can be fitting to this situation, when in fact we can all learn something out of those scriptures. And surely one of the most important things is discipline. One of the most important things is God fearing. sharing one of the most important things that are, there's so much that is listed that you can single out and start to pick them up. Ukuthi nami I'm a leader in my own right. I cannot just live anyhow because lithi iBhayibheli nami ngumholi in my own right. I'm a priest in my own family. Umama, ubaba, always consider yourself a leader. You are leading your children, you are leading your wife, you are leading your neighbors, your friends, the people who are actually observing how you live your Christian life. Because bakhona abantu that are actually looking up to you, who really say, uma ukholwa lokhu, then I want to be a Christian. Uma ukholwa lokhu, then I don't want to be a Christian. So in our own space, in our own right, we need to actually understand that we are also leaders, you know. And so as kwazi ukuthatha leya text, the city I apply kithina, it does. You know, bayabheka ukuthi, are you that man who is responsible in terms of supporting your children with whatever that you have? Sometimes, you know, siba neyinkinga eziningi, but ukuba khona to support financially, to support spiritually, to support emotionally, to support socially, to support physically, those are some of the instruments, the needs that your children will always see as important, you know. And the two of you joined, you know, Jobi Bible Ninyamanye, you also need to stand in support to each other, working as a team, not looking, you know, ukuthi my wife is different, my husband is different, therefore, and then angimboni as part of me because of this, because of that. Those differences are there for a reason, and these are the differences that actually needs to, you know, take us down on our knees to say, Father, I want to thank you for the differences that I see in my spouse. And it's good for me to actually have somebody that is different, to have somebody that thinks differently, that sees things differently, that reacts to situations differently. And I am so truly grateful, because sometimes when we look at weaknesses, we feel challenged. Ukuthi hayi mina bengafuna umfazi ovilaphayo, hayi mina bengafuna umfazi onjani, hayi mina bengafuna indoda enjani, hayi mina this. So all in all, ukuthi nje let's appreciate what God has given us. So the last time ke sibuyela la kule ndaba yethu esikhuluma ngayo, we said weak parents do not produce strong children, and truly strong parents do not produce weak children. Sithini la, abazali ababuthaka, you know, ngeke bakhiqize noma bazale imbewu strong noma enamandla. And truly abazali abanamandla ngeke bakhiqize imbewu ebuthakathaka. What are we really saying there? We're not actually referring in terms of, you know, the ability to carry things, the ability, you know, to be well physically, you know, in terms of, you know, siyazi ukuthi when a person is sick, we normally say I'm weak because I am sick at that time, I am ill. So we are not referring in terms of our physique, but what we are actually touching on here, we are referring to the issue of the character, isimilo sethu ukuthi sinjani. So masikhuluma ke ngesimilo, masikhuluma ngobuthakathaka babazali, noma lobuthakathaka buzobangwa ukuthi how distant are you from the word of God, because lapha ke sikhuluma ngokomoya, because kunamazwi esivama ukwagcizelela. I've been saying these words many of my teachings. Atike encwadi nebase Galatia 5 verse number 16, hambani ngomoya khona aniyi kufeza izinkanuko zenyama. So in so saying here, we are actually looking in terms of that, ukuthi where are you as parents in terms of your spiritual life, because it is what will influence your children. Ukuthi simi kanjani ngokuya ngoku ukamoya because uma si influencewa umoya wonke ama decisions esizowathatha we will always base them on what will the scriptures be saying to us, you know, and then yonke into si refer to the scriptures and we can easily make those decisions because we are basing everything on the Bible as we have said. So ke kubalulekile la ukuthi singabuki indaba yamandla, singabuki indaba yesikhwepha, kodwa sibuke ikakhulukazi ukuthi how, what is it that is actually influencing you as a parent? Because njengomntwana kaNkulunkulu simelwe ukungabi ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu kuphela uma sisenkonzweni noma uma sishumayela noma sihlabelela noma sikhuleka, but we need to actually be Christians, you know, good Christians in terms of approaching life. Sibe ngabantwana abakholwa, sibe ngabantu abakholwa emsebenzini, sibe ngabantu abakholwa kubusiness lethu, sibe ngabantu abakholwa ekhaya, sibe ngabantu abakholwa ebandleni, sibe ngabantu abakholwayo komakhelwane. So sibe nalokho ukuthi ke my faith goes a long way. It's not just a matter that I can treat cheaply or lightly. So in terms of your principles, if you base so much, kumbula ukuthi izwi linamandla. Kunamazwi athi aliphumi libuyele muva lilambatha. So whenever wenza izwi line impact eliyenzayo kubantwana, if abantwana bekubona ukukhuleka, then they will learn to pray. Uma abantwana bekubona ufundizwi, then they will learn to take the Bible and read. Uma abantwana bekubona uthi uNkulunkulu uthi, they will also learn ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi in all aspect of life. So uma bezokubona ukuthi you are actually using the book in terms of your lives, then they will actually learn ukuthi I don't just decide things, but I need to ensure ukuthi are they really, really going along or agreeing with the scriptures? Do the Spirit of the Lord support my decisions, my initiatives, whatever is? Does he really support all those things? And I strongly believe ukuthi one of the most important parts that we normally treat lightly, ukuthi ke singakunaki ukuthi what I do can always come back to me in another form. So it's important ukuthi uma sigcizelela sithi abantwana bethu masibathola, ngifuna ukuyidlulisa le ukuthi bafana ne-CD. Uma sibabeletha beze emhlabeni bengazilutho, beze emhlabeni bangayazi inhlamba, beze emhlabeni ayikho into bebeyazi. So whatever, you know, mabefika bafike be pure, be clean, bengenalutho. So konke abakutholile izinto ezibuya kithi, ngoba remember ukuthi part of it, we do have influence ngesikhathi esithile kubantwana bethu. So kuko konke ke ukuthi senza kanjani, it does in account. So ingakho sithi ke they are like a CD ROM that will come empty without information. They are like a CD that will be given to you without the information. Dala besizokhuluma ngama cassettes, ama VCR, you know, ama VCR machines used to have cassettes, and then ama tape records. We used to have ama tape records, you know, who you would always buy an empty cassette so that you can write a song, they write a sermon, whatever is that you want to put. But normally ufika engasiluto. So yonke influence ivela kithi. So it depends ukuthi ke senza kanjani in terms of rearing or raising our children. Are we setting up an example that is true to their eyes? Or we are, you know, sometimes eating as a mhlawumbe sibonele ukuthi you can be that person who likes to talk about love, ukuthi iBhayibheli lethi uNkulunkulu uthi sithandane, but are you really living accordingly to that scripture? Are you really showing love? Are you not that person who holds grudge? Are you not that person who keeps records? Are you not that person who really takes time to forgive? Are you not that person who you know, Christ spoke ngabafarisi ukuthi abafarisi will always preach but live a different you know, life from what they have been teaching. So we need to ensure we push our teachings exemplary. We become leaders who can disciple our followers, you know, using the example of our own lives, you know, putting Christ first in everything that we do. It should be practically seen. It should not be questionable. Akufanelanga kube into yokuthi it is only when we are in a church situation, where we are in a home cell situation, where we are in a prayer meeting, you know, we don't look into all those things ukuthi zibaluleke kangakanani. Kanti ke abantwana bethu, they normally pick these things up. So, yingakho ke sithi, a reflection never lies. Whatever that I am will truly be reflected to my children. Not because ngiphuza, not because ngibhema, not because ini, but okuningi-ningi engikukhulumayo. Remember, we need to always practice what we preach, because sometimes amanye ama teachings don't come, you know, out of instruction. Some teachings will always be about how the character yakho can influence your children. So uma abantwana bakho bekuthandile, you know, they would actually come to a point le abathi khona, I wanna be like daddy, I wanna be like mommy, because kunezinto that, you know, ozenzayo phambi kwabo that is actually influencing them. Be a person of your word. Don't just be that person who speaks out a word, who gives good admonition and advices, but makufanele wena ulandele, showing it by example, you turn out to be a flop. We are failure when it comes to that. There are so many people who can give us good advices. There are so many people who can teach us a lot of things that we need to actually know about life, even about Christ. But it's not just about speaking. It's also about how you walk, because you need to actually show us that what you're teaching, you actually believe in that, and you live that, and that has been part of you. You eat that, you sleep that, you walk that, you sit that, whatever oyenzayo, it becomes true. So nabantwana mabebuka ke angeke babone umama nobaba ababa farisi. They can actually see ukuthi umama, when she says she is a prayer warrior, ushukuthini. Ubaba uma ethi uyi prayer warrior, ushukuthini. Because yes, sometimes we pray too much, but we live wrongly. Sometimes we preach too much, but we live wrongly. Sometimes we worship too much, but our lives are not exemplary in any form. Ayikho into enhle that they can actually pick out from guti na guti. You know, this is what I've learned. My mom, I've been watching my mom. And niyabazi abantwana bethu, fortunately bafunda kule ikole esemgangathweni, and abasikhulumi kaninginingi isintu sethu, bakhuluma kakhulukazi isilungu, noma bengabesuthu, noma bangamaswati, noma bangamandebele, kodwa mabehlangana dude, and you know all those things, because banaleyo influence ebuya ngaphandle esikolweni. So yingakho ke sithi we need to actually influence our children within a family setup, so that even outside, you know, of the family setup, they will actually know how to live. So asinga prepare abantwana bethu in fear ukuthi babe novalo ngekusasa, but let us prepare abantwana bethu so that they can confidently face the world tomorrow, and bangabi namahloni to be who they are. Because sometimes mabefike esikolweni, their peers will actually make them feel somehow. But, you know, uma be proud ngalento abayiyo, they can end up influencing their peers to actually think like them, to walk like them, to be like them, to do things exactly like them, because you have had influence. And uma umntwana ibona ukuthi lento iyasebenza kwasekhaya, and then ayikho enye into angabambelela kuyo ngaphandle kwayo lento ayibonile kubazali bakhe. So truly, 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 they are likely to follow the path of righteousness. So we are saying here, often parents refuse to believe that they have, you know, embarrassing character flaws and weaknesses. So And then lezi zinto lezi esikhuluma ngazo ukuthi siyaye sibaleke noma sigweme singafuni ixoxe ngobuthakathaka bethu singafuni futhi ukuthi sibe in admittance ukuthi you know I sometimes behave this way I sometimes speak like this I sometimes do like this I sometimes you know and those things are not just there but are things that you actually need to address as a parent ingakho ke sikhuluma indaba ukuthi siyazilungisa so akungabi ukuthi you keep you know if fault a one for 42 years impilo yakho yonke usemshadweni 42 years and then you pass on uhamba nalobo yabuthakathaka bonke bayakwazi ukuthi ubuthakathaka bakho yini so let's work on asking God to actually change us to transform us to make us anew to remodel us to reshape us so that we can actually reflect the character of Christ asime lapha ke and we will be going on into the next program and I hope you are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth amen
faith hope and love experience victory in your life on 657 am
if you need prayer please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.